It's early morning, and Annette Prince is scouring bushes beneath high-rise office towers. She's dodged downtown traffic for several hours now, hunting for birds, specifically ones that have flown into windows. Prince pulls her latest find out of a paper sack.
This is a woodcock.
What do we see with the head trauma there?
He's bleeding from his mouth. This bird impacted a building while we were watching it just a few minutes ago. I mean, he flew right into the glass, and he just died instantaneously. He struck it so hard.
There are survivors, though. Prince has stowed some in her green minivan. Paper sacks hold another woodcock and a tiny gray-feathered bird called a junco.
Both were found after they'd hit a building this morning, so they're resting in the bags. They're going to go to rehab, where they'll receive an evaluation by a wildlife rehabilitator to decide what kind of treatment they need and what their potential is to be released.
Injuries such as skull fractures need quick treatment, but when Prince and others find injured birds, their options are limited. The nearest wildlife rehab center is 25 miles away from downtown Chicago. In heavy traffic, the drive takes a while.
And people have indicated a great desire to step up and help whenever they can. And up until now, we've had to tell them that there wasn't any place they could take a bird they'd found, short of having to drive over an hour. And many city residents can't. They either don't have cars or that's too far of a distance.
But if you can't get birds to the vets at the rehab center, maybe you can get the vets closer to the birds. A new bird hospital is opening near downtown, where people can reach it by bus or a short cab ride. Dawn Keller runs a rehab center in a Chicago suburb, and soon she'll oversee the new downtown hospital. She says when she's finished, the city will have its own miniature avian ER for immediate treatment.
We'll be moving in things such as scales so that we can weigh the birds when they come in so that we can properly dose the medicine. We'll be bringing in cages, refrigerator, food supplies, all of the things that we need to properly care for the birds.
Keller says birds with the most serious injuries will recover out in her suburban rehab center. The Bird Urgent Care Center isn't just good for birds, it's good for volunteers. Keller says area bird watchers bring in about 900 birds a year, and sometimes the volunteers are overwhelmed, especially during peak migration times.
Our peak day, I think, was about 127 in one day. We put in a lot of hours on those days. Those are pretty much sleepless nights.
Keller says the sleepless nights and long drives through traffic out to the rehab center add up to volunteer fatigue. She hopes the convenience of a closer hospital will keep more volunteers on board. Wildlife rehab experts say the Chicago hospital is part of a trend. Professionals are getting help closer to the problem and making it easier on volunteers. Elaine Thrun directs the National Wildlife Rehabilitators Association. She says most wildlife care centers are small and heavily rely on volunteers.
Even at a center, you have some staff, but the actual hands-on care of feeding the birds or assisting the veterinarian is done by volunteers.
Thrun says rehab centers face a location conundrum. Volunteers rescue wildlife in cities or suburbs, but rehab centers and professional staff are often in faraway, rural areas. That's because injured animals recover best when they're away from noise and people. But Thrun says rehab centers are experimenting. They're opening intake centers in popular spots, like shopping malls.
It's a convenient place for people to bring things and to drop them off, and it's a good place for a veterinarian or a trained rehabilitator to examine them immediately and then do what's necessary.
Thrun says the drop-off centers are like hospital triages. Staff patch up the easy cases quickly, then animals with more serious injuries recover out in the country. The Chicago bird watchers and wildlife rehabbers are betting on this strategy. They say they'll need to if they're to keep the current stable of helpers. And they hope, with the convenience of the nearby hospital, more people will scour near downtown Chicago for injured birds. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.